With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's Veterans Day, and the president paid tribute to the nation's military members today at Arlington National Cemetery.
We gather to fulfill the sacred duty of every free man and woman. On Veterans Day, we honor those who have worn the uniform, who have borne the battle, who have stood to watch, and whose ranks have formed the mighty wall of flesh and blood, bravery and devotion that has defended our freedom for 250 years.
SRN News military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis reflecting on the origins of Veterans Day.
I think as we celebrate Veterans Day, the 11th month, the 11th day back in 1918 when World War I ended, it was a time to celebrate peace after significant carnage in Europe.
The Senate has voted to end the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history. It will take a few more days to reverse the impact of the shutdown. That includes a big dent in the morale and staffing for those who keep the airlines safe. Nick Daniels is president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
This is not politics. This is not ideology. This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
A West Virginia state judge has allowed the continued deployment of more than 300 West Virginia National Guard troops to D.C.
Kanawha County Circuit Judge Richard D. Lindsay made the ruling on Monday. This comes after Judge Lindsay heard arguments in a lawsuit filed by a civic group. That organization says West Virginia GOP Governor Patrick Morrissey exceeded his authority by deploying the Guard. But Governor Morrissey's office contends the deployment is authorized under federal law.
That is Andrew Stewart reporting, and this is SRN News. A new study asked people what they believe is going to happen when they die. Correspondent Michael Harrington says that study revealed some interesting findings.
The Family Research Council has released a poll of American churchgoers that asked that question, and the results are disturbing. Amongst adults who attend worship services regularly, only 36% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven because they have accepted Christ. 11% of churchgoers think they will go to heaven because they've been good, and 14% say they will go because it's the only place available, meaning they do not believe in hell. Michael Harrington reporting.
The election of Zohran Mamdani as New York City's next mayor isn't just making waves here in the U.S. It's also sent a chill across Israel as people come to terms with the victory of a politician propelled by an outspoken pro-Palestinian message. Israelis across the spectrum say they fear that Mamdani's election could foreshadow icy relations with the U.S. This is SRN News. There's a lot of redistricting going on with an eye toward next year's midterm elections, and it's happening also in Utah. A judge there adopting a new congressional map, and correspondent Mike Hempen has the details.
Judge Diana Gibson has adopted an alternate proposal, giving Democrats a strong shot at flipping a seat in next year's midterm elections. Gibson ruled the map passed last month by the legislature unduly favors Republicans and disfavors Democrats. She selected a map drawn by voting rights groups that keeps Democratic-heavy Salt Lake City almost entirely within one district. Republicans hold all four of Utah's U.S. House seats. The newly approved map gives Democrats a much better chance to flip a seat in a state that has not had a Democrat in Congress since 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
Not far from the close on Wall Street, the Dow up more than 560 points. More from SRNNews.com.